Florida's 2020 primary election is now about a month away, set for Tuesday, August 18th. To help Escambia and Santa Rosa County voters prepare, the League of Women Voters of the Pensacola Bay Area has launched its nonpartisan online election resource, vote411.org.
Vote411.org is your tool for accurate and unbiased election information on the issues that affect you and the people you care about.
This is a video about Vote411.org, launched by the League of Women Voters Education Fund in 2006.
Check your registration status and find out where to vote right on the Vote411 homepage.
So Vote411, it is web-based, so you do have to log in on a device. And then what it allows you to do is essentially your one-stop shop for election information.
Haley Richards is a member of the Pensacola Bay Area chapter of the League of Women Voters, and she coordinated the local Vote411 project.
So if you're curious about dates, deadlines, if you want to check your voter registration status in Florida, because we are a closed primary state, and if you want to vote in certain races, if it's a closed primary, then you have to be either registered Republican, registered Democrat, and so that you can change, but there's deadlines related to that.
The first important date to mark is the deadline to register to vote or change party affiliation, which is Monday, July 20th. Early voting will begin August 3rd in Santa Rosa County and on August 8th in Escambia and in Okaloosa. Once eligibility to vote is ensured, individuals can begin to educate themselves about candidates in the races on their individual ballots.
Vote411 has the capability to use your address, and then it will pull up, you know, candidates by party affiliation if it's applicable. Some races like school board or nonpartisan, so that just will depend whether you live in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. Santa Rosa has some school board races, Escambia does not. And so it's tailored to you and where you live and the district if those apply.
From there, voters can read about the seat being sought, find contact and biographical information about the candidates, and see how they responded to numerous questions from the League of Women Voters.
That way voters can kind of compare the candidates that are seeking either re-election or candidates that are seeking the positions that they can compare where they stand on certain issues that affect them at the local level, the state level, and at the federal level as well. So you'll see, you know, who's maybe running for Congress, who's running for the state house, and then who's running for county commission, school board. In Escambia County, the ECUA, several of their positions are up this time and will be featured on the primary ballot. So people who make decisions, you know, that will affect your life, so you want to see where they stand since they're asking for your vote.
In some races, such as the universal primaries for Santa Rosa County Commission District 5 and Santa Rosa School Superintendent, a full candidate comparison is available. The candidate response is spotty or non-existent in other races, but Richards says there is still time, and she expects more completed questionnaires to be submitted in the coming weeks.
The great thing about this on the candidate side is we just send them a link to a survey. They just complete it themselves, and then when it comes back, you know, we just hit a couple buttons on the back end of the system, and then it publishes it, you know, within about an hour or so when the site, you know, updates.
Richards acknowledged that the current coronavirus pandemic has made the league's voter service effort more challenging in 2020. She says they're grateful to have the online Vote411.org project and a few other outlets for disseminating voter information that don't require in-person interaction.
You know, we're on social media. We're still putting out our newsletter. So if you're on the newsletter mailing list, you could receive that. We still have partnered with WSRE and worked with them on putting together the Rally 2020 presentation for the August primary. So that's going to be coming out at the end of July.
WSRE's Rally 2020 Candidate Forum, which this reporter is set to co-host, will be presented on July 30th and 31st at 8 p.m. A reminder, individuals planning to vote in the August 18th primary must be registered to vote by this Monday, July 20th. To find out about the races and candidates on your ballot in Escambia, Santa Rosa, or no matter where you live, go online to vote411.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.